Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Two of the top aides to Boston's new mayor, Marty Walsh, have taken quite divergent paths to where they are now. Daniel Erig Coe, originally from Andover, is Walsh's 29-year-old chief of staff and has a blue-chip pedigree. 50-year-old Joyce Linehan is from Dorchester, like Walsh, and has a rock and roll background. She's even hosted musicians including Courtney Love and Eddie Vedder in her home. We sat down with Linehan and Coe in their City Hall offices today to talk about how they're adjusting and how the policy proposals Walsh made during his campaign are progressing. We also touched on how the city is being run differently with Walsh at the helm than it was under Mayor Tom Menino. Coe told us one major difference is Walsh's aggressive use of technology.
So what we're going to be doing is installing a couple of big screens in his office that is showing things like, here are the 911 calls that happened today. Here are the police emergencies today. Here are the shootings that happened today. Here's how that compares to last year, last month, last week. And even things like, here's a word cloud of all the Twitter activity going on in Boston. By number of tweets, the different sizes of the text. So he can see in real time. We want it to be data that he can actually react to rather than just some, aesthetic thing on the wall that, he just occasionally glances at.
Coe says Walsh is embracing social media, not just by having a presence on Twitter, as Mayor Menino did, but by using software that tracks tweeting trends and sentiments and identifies which parts of the city they're coming from. So City Hall could study all the tweets originating from the Grove Hall neighborhood, for example, to monitor problems and spot emerging issues. Coe says Walsh will also do planned and impromptu online chats.
The second week in office, he did a Twitter Q&A. We're going to follow up that with a Facebook Q&A, one of the first ones that Facebook's officially going to be deeply involved in. We're also going to be doing a Reddit Ask Me Anything. I had a great tangible experience the other day when a constituent tweeted out a photo of her unplowed street. I got in touch with Mike Dennehy, our Commissioner of Public Works, told him about it. About 15 minutes later, she tweeted the same thing, but it was plowed. And she said, this is tremendous. Like, you kept your word. Thank you so much. And the mayor understands the value of that.
Coe has an undergraduate degree and an MBA from Harvard. His family includes a father in the Obama administration, an uncle who served as dean of Yale Law School, and a grandfather who was South Korea's ambassador to the U.S. He most recently worked for Arianna Huffington as general manager of HuffPost Live. And despite being almost 20 years younger than his new boss, Coe says he believes they're clicking.
I think there's a lot of overlap in our personalities and a lot of overlap in kind of how we think, which is interesting because we come from such different backgrounds. But I think that he and I are constantly having interesting conversations about the next steps for things. He'll say, hey, I'm thinking about appointing this person or I'm thinking about enacting this policy. And he's open-minded enough, and I think I'm open-minded enough, that we have back and forth on it, and we're not getting on each other's nerves.
Just down the hallway from Coe's office is Joyce Linehan, the mayor's chief of policy. For most of her career, she's been a music promoter and a publicist for Boston arts organizations. About a decade ago, she began volunteering for the campaigns of progressive Democratic politicians. Linehan told us she sees clear parallels between her work in the arts and the skills required in her new job at City Hall.
Punk rock, which is where I come from, has a real DIY ethic. It's a lot about organizing before we knew that what it was called organizing. We put on shows back then. We organized tours. We did promotions. We did marketing. We did all that kind of stuff. And somehow that skill set really translates well to grassroots politics. Trying to create a scene around art is not that different than trying to create a scene around policy.
Linehan says she's now methodically going through each campaign pledge and proposal to determine how and on what timeline to try to execute it. And while the mayor is primarily focused on tackling gun violence and improving public schools and the city's economy, Linehan says the administration is also determined to find a way to use the arts to improve public safety and education.
I think that we have a moment here where we can really turn Boston into a municipal arts leader. I understand that there are issues that are more important and more pressing, but for me, in the long term, finding the right person, executing a national search to find the right person to lead the Arts Commission to a place where it's really integrated well with all of those other policy areas is something that is personally important to me.
That's Joyce Linehan and Daniel Erig Coe, Chief of Policy and Chief of Staff, respectively, to Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Both say the administration's biggest adjustment is managing a hectic schedule of meetings and public appearances. But soon, they'll have a new technology to help with that, too. right down to managing which neighborhoods the mayor is spending the most time in and what kind of progress those neighborhoods are making on the issues.